Philip Saint-Pierre from the Eastern Curator. This is 10/04/2025. The patient is Pharmacy Yvonne Alvarado. Alvarado spells A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Yvonne spells Y-V-O-N-N-E. Date of birth is 11/18/1969. This is a 55-year-old female, here for follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient indicated that she's expecting to have some dental procedure. She has a history of heart murmur and is here to discuss prophylaxis period for bacterial endocarditis. Infective endocarditis period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 100% of premier. Blood pressure is 156 over 83. Pulse 74, respiration 18, temperature 98.0 period. Next paragraph, oral exam, multiple cavities. Open parentheses, patient stated that she had a recent tooth worked on and the dentist informed her she had some pus around the tooth, so she started on clindamycin, close parentheses. She indicated that she must go back for what the dentist described as a root canal and some cleaning on multiple cavitated tooth period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs period. Next paragraph, respiratory skin, no respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles period, no adventitious songs period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with murmurs period. Correction, regular rate and rhythm with murmurs period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is candida prophylaxis. Number two is heart murmur. Number three is dental procedure prophylaxis from infective endocarditis, close parentheses. Next paragraph. Patient is currently on clindamycin. She was advised to continue that clindamycin for a current tooth infection. And when she's ready to have for a root canal, she must come for me to prescribe some medication she should take before and after the procedure period. She says she understands and will comply period. She was also given, today she was given Diflucan, 150 milligrams to take one daily. This is in event she develops a yeast infection while taking clindamycin. She's also diabetic and she's prone to yeast infection. End of the patient.